Today we'll begin our review of Total Consecration Preparation by looking at the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort. Stay tuned, it's coming right up. And welcome to the program. Come on in and make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes. Today we begin day 29 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We begin by looking or reviewing the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort. Now, in the days to come, we'll look at Louis de Montfort today. Tomorrow, we'll look at St. Maximilian Kolbe. On Sunday, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. On Monday, St. John Paul II. And then day 33, Tuesday, we will look at putting it all together. We'll look at it as we begin our total consecration. And actually, day 33 is putting it all together. That's the final day of preparation. Then on Wednesday, we do our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're very close, and I'm so glad you're persevering to the end. I hope you're enjoying the program. I want to thank you for all of your great comments, all of your participation, all of your financial donations, and just all of your prayers. This has been an amazing year. This is the fifth year that we've done it live on this program, and I intend to keep doing it, God willing, for as long as I can. We'll talk more about it later, but right now we've got to be concerned in the fact that we are heading into the home stretch. We are about to enter the final 5 days of preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And just as a reminder, after we make our consecration on Wednesday, October the 7th, we'll spend the remainder of the week, Thursday and Friday, talking about what we do now, how we live out our total consecration. And, you know, if you have any questions about it, feel free to contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Either before we make the total consecration or after it finishes. And I think what I'm going to do is take all of these podcasts and put links to them somewhere where they can be very easily found. I might put them on my website so that you can go to one page and there'll be links to all 33 episodes in case anybody wants to do it again. If you know somebody who wants to make their total consecration, all the episodes are there. But it just might be easier if I somehow consolidated them all. So that's a plan. We'll see if I can make it happen. That's my current plan. But I just think this has been a wonderful year. We've been using Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, which is an excellent book. This is the second time I've used that for preparation for total consecration. There are a lot of different books out there. Some are better than others. Father Gately's is very popular right now. And his approach, I think, is very user-friendly. It's something that is not overwhelming. There are other posts, there are other methods out there that I've seen that can be a bit intimidating. Father Gately's is not that at all. And I think it's very effective, too. So it's a great way to prepare to make your total consecration. Now, next year, I'm not sure if I do it, I'm not sure what I'll use. But we'll worry about that next year. I'm just glad we used this book this year, and I'm glad you were with me and participating in this program. Also on the show today, in addition to reviewing the material from St. Louis de Montfort, we'll take a look at the gospel. Today is a special day. It's the memorial of the guardian angels. Each one of us has a guardian angel watching over us and helping us along the way. You know, we've got a lot of helpers in our quest to become holy, in our quest to one day get to heaven. And these helpers, such as the guardian angels, the saints, the Blessed Mother, they are all watching out for us. But the beautiful thing about the guardian angel is each one of us has our own designated guardian angel assigned to us. So our guardian angel watches out for us. And he's with us from the moment we're conceived up until the moment we die. And he serves a very important purpose. I say he. We could say he. We could say she, depending on however you want to look at it. Angels technically don't have genders, so they are pure spirits. They don't have physical bodies. But we have our own picture of what an angel should look like. That's okay. It's okay to help visualize. But just know that your guardian angel is assigned to you to help you to be able to grow close to the Lord and one day make it to heaven. the gospel reading from today's Mass is a reading that discusses angels. So that's why it was chosen. So we'll talk about that later on the program. I hope that some of you were able to listen to my monthly program on Holy Spirit Radio today, Following the Truth. If you didn't, if you missed it, shame on you. You missed a good show. Just kidding. If you missed it, you can link to the podcast at holyspiritradio.org and download the podcast and listen to it there. The topic we talked about today on the show was don't sweat the small stuff. And it's very funny that most of our worries involve the small things in life, the things that really don't matter that much when you look at the big picture. But they become very distracting. They can really get in the way sometimes. So the small stuff can be a problem. That's why I wanted to talk about it on the program. I also played some music. I read some scripture. And I gave some advice on how to learn to not sweat the small stuff, because it can be a real problem. So that can be found at holyspiritradio.org. As always, if you want to find out more about me, if you want to look at my books, if you want to invite me to speak at your parish, you can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com. Emails, you can contact me by Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's pray, and then we'll get right into the program now. We'll pray, and then we'll talk about a review of the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I give you thanks for giving us another day to know you, to love you, to serve you. Thank you for the blessings that you've given to us in our lives. Help us to grow closer to you. Help us to be able to continue on our journey toward total consecration. We thank you for your assistance. We thank you for revealing yourself to us in the person of Jesus Christ and with the help of the Holy Spirit. We're very grateful for these gifts and also the gift of the Blessed Mother, because we know she'll help us on our quest to become holy and to one day live with you forever in heaven. Father, please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are suffering from doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who are dealing with extreme weather conditions, those who are struggling financially or dealing with religious persecution. Father, we ask you to help us with our own intentions. Help us to stay close to you, especially in times of distress. Father, I give you this program today. I ask you to speak through me, to use my voice and my lips to proclaim your message. And we ask that you open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today. We ask this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We now turn to our Blessed Mother Mary as we draw near to the finish line for our total consecration retreat, and we ask her to take us by the hand and to help us to make the most out of these remaining 5 days of our retreat. Together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. John Paul II, and Blessed Mother Teresa, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, thanks be to God. We are here for another day of total consecration preparation. Remember that Saturday and Sunday, I will be here with you. We'll do the shows in the afternoon. You should have them by around 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then we'll wrap it up next week, and on Wednesday, we will make our total consecration. More details on that will be forthcoming. I will, in case you're curious, I will be reading the total consecration pledge on the air, so we could read it together. But you can also do it, and in fact, it is recommended that you do it at Mass. If you can get to daily Mass, you can read the consecration prayer after communion. That's the best time to do it. So I'd really recommend that if you are able to do so, that you would do it at Mass on Wednesday. But again, I'm going to do it here. We are going to talk about it more. So the option is yours. As we get closer in the next few days, we'll talk more about the specifics of making your total consecration. There's no wrong way to do it. I'm just glad that you were able to participate and to prepare along with me to make your total consecration. Now, today we launch into the five-day review period. I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour. Excuse me. Today, we've been falling into a bit of a rut here, I have to admit. I'm back on the coffee today. Got some donut shop decaf coffee today. You know, this reminds me, I haven't mentioned this in a while for total consecration, but I need to say this. If you are a fan of coffee, if you're a coffee lover as I am, and you want to get some of the greatest coffee that you have ever had in your life, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and check out Mystic Monk Coffee. Now, this coffee is brewed by real Carmelite monks. They love Our Lady, and they make some fine coffee. Check it out today. Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. Every purchase that you make of their product through my website not only results in a profit for me, it results in a profit for the monks, and it results in you getting some really fine coffee. I had to say that. I try to keep the commercials to a minimum, especially when we're doing consecration, but I need to put in a plug for my monk friends at Mystic Monk Coffee. So check it out today, followingthetruth.com. And now we continue. Let's read Father Gately's introduction to this review, this five-day review period that we begin today. And you know, it's kind of cool to think about this. You should feel really good about the fact that you made it through this retreat. It just shows how much you love the Lord. You know, we get down on ourselves sometimes, and we all have our shortcomings. We all do things that we shouldn't do. But you know what? You made it through this. That's great. And you deserve a pat on the back. So let's read this, and let's really feel good about making it through this many days of preparation, 28 days. But we can't stop here because these 5 days are critical. For 4 weeks, we've been reflecting on what Marian consecration is all about, and we've covered a lot of material. While our prayer program of daily pondering the text has helped us digest some of the information, we could still go deeper. To do this, we need what Pope John Paul calls Mary's wise capacity for remembering and embracing in a single gaze of faith. We could develop this wise capacity by continuing what we've been doing all along, namely, pondering in our hearts, but now with a more refined focus. To give us this more refined focus, for each week of the retreat, I've chosen 3 words that summarize a given week's teaching. So over the next 4 days, we'll reflect on 3 words each day, pondering their meaning for Marian consecration. I'm confident that if we dedicate ourselves to this more refined prayer pondering, we'll be able to embrace the truth of Marian consecration in a single gaze of faith. After these 4 days of review, we'll find a synthesis of what we learned in a single formula of consecration that aims to capture the essence of Marian consecration. So today, as we begin the review of the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort, the words that we'll focus on are passion, baptism, and gift. Passion, baptism, and gift. Father Gately writes, 3 words summarize what we learned from St. Louis de Montfort. Number 1, passion. Number 2, baptism. And number 3, gift. Let's ponder each one in turn. First, let's look at the word passion. Recall that St. Louis inherited his father's fiery temper. This could have led to disaster, but Louis consecrated himself to Jesus through Mary. He allowed Mary to take charge of his life and to do with him as she willed. And what did Mary do with him? She set him on fire. She transformed his unholy anger into a blazing holy fire. She acted with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, to fill Louis with passion and zeal for Christ, and he proceeded to set all of Brittany on fire with a love for Jesus, the incarnate wisdom. And not only Brittany, St. Louis de Montfort's teaching, inspired teaching, blazed through the centuries, igniting saints, popes, and even poor sinners with a burning love for God. We may not have been born with St. Louis' fiery temper, but we could all use a portion of his zealous spirit. We could all use a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who stirs souls into flame and fills them with holy fire. How do we invite this fire? How do we call it down? By imitating de Montfort's example of going to Mary, depending on Mary, and being with Mary. For as Louis himself says, when the Holy Spirit, Mary's spouse, finds a soul united to Mary, he flies there. He enters there in his fullness. He communicates himself to that soul abundantly, and to the full extent to which it makes room for his spouse. The Holy Spirit wants to work his wonders, even in our day. He wants to raise up new saints, great saints. Why, then, does he do so? So rarely? According to de Montfort, it's because he rarely finds in us a sufficiently great union with Mary. In this final stretch that leads to Consecration Day, may we go with great zeal to give ourselves completely to Mary and allow the Holy Spirit to fly to us and fill us with holy passion and fire. Now, some of us may be passionate. Some of us may have some of that fiery temper possessed by St. Louis de Montfort, but others may not. Or we may have fiery passion for things that really don't matter that much. And that's something we have to watch out for. We can get ourselves in trouble that way. But what we can do is to pray for an increase of that passion to love the Lord and share his good news. We can pray for that. So if you don't feel it, ask the Lord to help you, and ask the Blessed Mother to help you as well. So when we make our total consecration, understand that she is going to help us greatly to kindle that passion, to get it going, so that we can love the Lord more and so that we can spread the good news more. So the second word which we learn from St. Louis de Montfort is baptism. St. Louis places his devotion to Mary squarely within the mystery of Christ. The best example of this is how he begins his formula for consecration with a renewal of baptismal vows. For baptism is all about Christ. At baptism, we are transformed into members of the body of Christ, made into other Christs. Baptism also has to do with the Holy Spirit. I say this because it was the Holy Spirit who first formed Christ, and it is the Holy Spirit who continues to form other Christs, the members of Christ's body, at every baptism. Now, who does the Holy Spirit use to form Christ? He uses Mary, even though he has no absolute need of her. So, for example, he made use of Mary at the Annunciation, which led to the birth of Jesus Christ our Savior. He made use of Mary just before Pentecost, which led to the birth of the body of Christ, the Church. He makes use of Mary at every baptism, which gives birth to other Christs, the members of his body. The Holy Spirit always makes use of Mary to give birth to Christ. And the more he finds a soul that is united to Mary, the more active and mighty he becomes in producing Jesus Christ in that soul, and that soul in Jesus Christ. It is fitting, then, that de Montfort has us renew our baptismal promises in the context of giving ourselves to Mary. For it is her job, with the Holy Spirit, to bring the grace of baptism to its fulfillment. Baptism isn't the end. It's a marvelous beginning, a gloriously new morning. Yes, it transforms us, making us into members of Christ's body, but there's more work to be done. Baptism is an already but not yet reality. It already makes us into Christ as a member of his body, but not yet fully formed in us, but not fully formed in Christ, I should say. Baptism, we still have to, after baptism, we still have to grow in Christ. And it's Mary's job to oversee and nurture this growth with the Spirit. Thus, there's no question of de Montfort's devotion to Mary taking us away from Christ. Mary's whole goal is to lead us to Christ and to bring us to the point where we can say with St. Paul in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I that live, but Christ. The whole goal of true devotion to Mary is our ongoing post-baptismal transformation in Christ. So there's the reminder that just because we've been baptized doesn't mean that we're finished. Baptism is a beginning. Baptism wipes away our original sin, incorporates us into the mystical body of Christ. But now we've got to work. We've got to work to make use of the graces that the Lord gives us, and to fully live out our baptismal promises. And that's where total consecration will be very helpful. Now, the final word that we'll look at when we look at when we talk about St. Louis de Montfort is the word of gift. If only we have the courage to give ourselves completely to Mary, then we'll experience Marian consecration as an incredible gift. Moreover, the more we give ourselves to her, the more we will experience the greatness of this gift. We give, and she gives back infinitely more. We give her our sinful selves, and she gives us her immaculate heart. We give her our own meager merits, and she not only augments and purifies them with her perfect love, but gives us her infinitely greater merits and graces. We become empty after having given her all, and she fills us with the Spirit of God. She cares for our family, friends, and loved ones on our behalf, even better than we ourselves can. She anticipates our needs and orders every detail of our lives for the greater glory of God. The path of holiness with her is a path of roses and honey, compared to walking it without being consecrated to her. Indeed, she makes even our crosses and trials into something sweet. Moreover, she protects us from temptation and the attacks of the evil one. Belonging completely to Mary is the quickest, the easiest, and the surest way to Jesus. If we were to fully realize how great a gift consecration to Jesus through Mary is, we'd almost never stop smiling and praising God for giving it. That's something great to keep in mind. And you know what? There's a good chance we don't fully appreciate it. But let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us appreciate this great gift. And remember, you're going to have plenty of time to unpack the mystery of total consecration. You don't need to understand everything about it before you do it. You just want to learn as much as you can. And that's why we prepare using this 33-day method. You will have unanswered questions. That's okay. And you can use the time after your total consecration to maybe read a book about Mary, to pray the rosary more, to become more devoted to her. We'll talk about ways that we can do this. You're in good shape. Today's prayer: spend the day pondering de Montfort's Marian teaching, as it is summarized by these three words: passion, baptism, and gift. If you don't have the passion, ask for it. You really should care. And you know what? The fact that you're here and it's day 29 shows that you do care. So don't be too hard on yourself. But if you want more passion, ask for it. Baptism. Your baptismal vows or promises often get ignored. Most of us don't even think about them. But yet we're supposed to be living them out every day. You think you could use some help? Absolutely. And that's why we do this total consecration. And finally, gift. If we give ourselves completely to Mary, and make no mistake about it, on Wednesday, if you pray the consecration prayer and you have the intention to do this, you're giving yourself completely to Mary. don't worry about the feelings. Don't think, don't second guess yourself and think, oh no, I'm not doing it. I still have a little trepidation. No, if you're saying the words and you're showing up for 33 days and you're preparing and you're ready to give yourself to Mary, as recommended by St. Louis de Montfort, you are doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. And if you give yourself completely to her, Father Gately says, we will experience Marian consecration as an incredible gift. And as I've told you before, you're not going to fully appreciate this gift of Marian consecration until after you do it. And even then, it's probably going to take several years, and you'll be able to look back and say, man, you know what? This really had an effect. This really had an effect. But don't be too hard on yourself, because I know these doubts are going to come up. Don't be too hard on yourself. And let's continue heading toward the finish line. Today's prayer, oh, we did this already, right? I'm not sure if we did. Spend the day pondering de Montfort's Marian teaching as it is summarized by these three words, passion, baptism, and gift. Yes, we did that already. I got so sidetracked that I forgot if we did it. Let's read the gospel from today's Mass. And by the way, if you have questions even over the weekend, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I'd be happy to hear from you. Got a short gospel today, and this one is chosen specifically. It's the proper gospel for the memorial of the guardian angels. So it might not be a bad idea tonight to give a shout out to your guardian angel and to say thanks for helping you. And ask your guardian angel to continue guiding you down the right path so that one day you could spend eternity with the Lord in heaven. The gospel is from Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. The disciples approached Jesus and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. That's a great reminder for us. First of all, that we are called to be childlike. We're called to trust. That's hard for us. As adults, we become cynical. We have this tendency to lack trust, especially when we can't see things directly in front of us. But with faith, that becomes a real obstacle. Because if you are to follow the Lord, and if you are to walk by faith, you will not have all the answers. So you have to trust. And if you have a hard time trusting, you're going to love total consecration, because you are going to let your heavenly mother, the Blessed Mother, Mary, take you by the hand. And when you struggle, she's going to be able to help you. She's going to be able to help you to grow closer to the Lord. So all kinds of good things are happening. Remember, we will be here over the weekend. We'll do a show tomorrow, God willing. We will look at the teachings, a review of the teachings of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Then Sunday, Blessed Mother Teresa. Monday, St. John Paul II. Tuesday, a general review. Wednesday, we bring it to a close with our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So that day is rapidly approaching. Get excited, because great things are going to happen in your life. Now, if you need me, remember, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's continue to pray for one another, especially as we get into the home stretch here. As we get into the home stretch, it's going to be very tricky. We are going to maybe have some hesitation. We're going to have some doubts. We're going to have some ideas pop into our mind that maybe we shouldn't be doing this. If you have any of those questions, if you have any of those doubts, email me. gary@followingthetruth.com. It would not surprise me if that happens over the weekend, but don't let it get the best of you. You're about to do something really good. You're about to do something that's so life-changing that you will be amazed at its power. Hang in there. I'll be praying for you. Have a wonderful night, and God willing, we'll see you back here tomorrow for the program. Take care.